Hi, welcome to my podcast. It's Brian McClelland. This is another in the series of podcasts for newcomers to internet marketing. Now, if you've listened to any of my other podcasts, you'll know they've all really been around niche marketing, and you know, I make no apologies. This is another one around niche marketing because I just think it's so important for the newcomer to understand it very early on in their career, because it'll save them a lot of time, effort and money if they do understand niche marketing. It's an area that experienced affiliate marketers know. They know it's a way to make money. You know, if you find a profitable niche market, then you exploit it. And to be honest with you, if you're an internet marketer and you cannot find such a niche market, then you're going to struggle to earn income. And you know, if we're all honest, income is the lifeblood of our business, and without income then we should not be in this business. So you need to find the right market that will generate a steady stream of income, and to do that then you need to do your research. And I say, if you don't do any of this, then you're not going to be successful. So I say, now you understand the importance of finding your niche market, then let's go through a couple of steps which hopefully will help you identify the markets and will generate the incomes for you. I mean, one of the things to look at is, you know, identify a market you have an interest in. And, you know, if possible, in fact, if you're interested in it, the chances are then you're probably knowledgeable in it. You know, you're looking initially for a broad category such as, you know, self-improvement, sports, health and fitness. You know, there's a multitude of markets out there. But once you've identified a category that you know, that you have an interest in or you have knowledge in, then you need to drill down into this and try and identify a subcategory of that market which will become your niche. So what you really need to do is explore what those smaller component markets are that are available within the broader market. And by components, I mean, look for more focused areas of interest in the market. I mean, the example I use is golf. I'm a golfer, I love golf. But for golf, you know, you may identify a specific niche within this market, such as golf trolleys or golf clothing. You could even break the component down further into electric golf trolleys or golf waterproof clothing. Now, once you've identified the specific niche, then you need to find an affiliate product to promote. The easiest way to do this is to visit a company such as ClickBank. Basically, clickbank.com will take you there, and there is a link called Marketplace. So you need to click on that link and then find your niche and select a good fit product and sign up as an affiliate and get marketing. Now, that all seems very straightforward and simple, but you've also got to, you know, if you've got a niche which is going to generate money, you need to understand what your target buyers actually look like. You know, if you take golfers for example, you know, if your focus is electric trolleys, then the chances are that your target buyer will be over 45 and probably a member of a golf club. Now, that's not going to hold true for everybody, but I would say that's a fair identification of your target buyer. You know, if your niche is golf with waterproofs, then you need to identify who your target is and when they are likely to buy. You know, for waterproofs, you could be marketing to a global golf market. However, you know, different parts of the world will be looking to buy different types of waterproofs at different times of the year. You know, in winter, golfers look for heavy-duty waterproofs. In summer, they look for lightweight waterproofs. You know, and you know, in some parts of America, you probably will never sell heavyweight waterproofs. But at least now you're beginning to clearly identify your target buyers, and from that, your niche. You know, you now need to identify which of your niche markets is likely to be the most profitable, and therefore the one you want to invest your time in. And the easiest way to do this is to use the Google search engine. Come up with some keywords that you think your target buyers may use to find the products. Take the keywords, enter them into Google, remember please enclose them in your keywords within quotations, and check the search results. What you're looking for are keywords which return, you know, 10,000 pages, and there's also paid ads on the pages. You know, if you find these, then basically you've identified your first niche market with hot buyers and little competing marketers. You know, now that you've done that for one niche market and proven